Okay, so the Rav Zorosin has a shaila on the back of his sefer over here. Chushukei Chemen on Pesach. Hachola hatzarech le'achol chametz. There's a certain chola that had to eat chametz. When should he eat it? Should he eat it the night of Pesach, or should he have it erev Pesach after chatzos? The doctor said you must have this chametz, or else it's pikuach nevesh. You will pass away. You will die. So when should he have it? Should he have it during the seder, or should he have it erev Pesach after chatzos? But which you know, we're still not allowed to have chametz after chatzos also. So Zerbesin wants to say from the beginning, he writes in the tshuva that maybe lechora it's better to do it on after chatzos. Why? Because the iser kares of eating chametz only kicks in at the nighttime. But at the nighttime, once Pesach comes in, but after chatzos, it would just, according to the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, it would only be Chayav Malkus, right? We're learning Malkus this year, or some of us are learning Malkus, right? You only be Chayav Malkus and not Kares if you had after Chatzos, but not Pesach. Then he quotes the Raivin and the Ramban and the Smag, who also hold that Mamish, the Isser Torah, Bechidas Chametz, the Isser of eating Chametz only really kicks in at night, as the Shaar Tzion brings down in Siman Tov Mem Gimel, Sivkat and Aleph. So therefore, maybe the person should really have it in the afternoon. You know, sometimes they're, I don't know about you, but Erev Pesach in the afternoon, there's not really much to eat. You can't have anything with matzah meal. You can't have matzah, but you can't have chametz. So okay, have it. This guy wins. I mean, now one doesn't win because obviously he's a makom sakana. So the Rav Zorbasin wants to say maybe there's a reason to say that maybe you should have it at night. Why? He says from the Biur Halacha Simon Shin Dalan Memsef Aleph Divrei Hamarchum Mitzvot Semes. There was once a certain general. They had to do a certain melacha deraisa on Shabbos. He had to do it for war purposes. So it's brought down by the Biur Halacha. He says she'ein lo lahakdim v'lasos melacha b'meina shmashos. And then they wanted to see if he maybe should do the melacha. Maybe this guy should do the melacha b'meina shmashos. If he's going to have to do it on Shabbos anyways, so then why shouldn't he do it already on b'meina shmashos? If he knows he's going to have to do it 100% chiyuv deraisa to be able to do it on Shabbos. So maybe he should do Beina Shmashos. And the Biur Halacha said, no, he didn't do it. Why? Because it didn't come, the onus, the experience that he was going to be an onus on Shabbos, he was going to have to violate it, it didn't kick in yet. So even though he's going to have to do it in the future on Shabbos, that doesn't give him a heter now to be able to do it right now. And this exactly goes, and maybe you could say the same thing on Erev Pesach. Right now, the guy's going to have to either eat Erev Pesach, right, after Chatzos, or eat at night. So why don't you just push it off maybe till night, because maybe he's not going to have it. So Rav Zorbasin says, maybe it's like something like the famous Shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous Shita that it's brought down in Rav Zorbasin's Sefer called Torah Sayolah, this Parak Yud Aleph. That a person who knows he's going to have to go to the hospital on Shabbos to be able to give birth does not go on Friday. He doesn't go on Friday. Why? If he knows he's for sure going to have to go on Shabbos, the induced date is going to be on Shabbos, right? I'm not sure if that's the right English. The induced date, the induction date, whatever it is, right? That's definitely not the right word, right? If he knows he has to go on Shabbos, Rav Moshe says, no, you're going on Shabbos. You don't go on Friday. Why? Because the onus didn't kick in yet. If he's going to have to go in, okay. But right now, you want to go on Friday just because you don't have to drive on Shabbos. That's not called onus. That's called ratzo. So he wants to say, no, maybe we could say, no, that they're two different things. The doing malacha on Shabbos and the chametz is two different things. What does Rav Zorbasin want to say? He says, when you do the malacha on Shabbos, let's see the exact lashon he says here. Let's talk about Pesach. By the Isser Pesach, it's one Isser, right? Erev Pesach after Chatzos and the chametz at the night, it's still the same Isser, right? The Indian Echelem. But Masha also Biolacha. Why did the Biolacha ask the guy to be able to do the malacha? But during Banish Masos, why? Because they're Avshalachor Avgam in Ganim in Yonim Echad. It's still Ones, right? Ulfne Hazman Eino Ones, right? It's only Ones once it happens on Shabbos. But before he's going to have to be able to do it, even though during Banish Masos, it's not called Ones, right? It's not called something that it's in Betorah's Ones that he's going to have to do it. He doesn't really have a choice, right? But here, by the guy who has to eat chametz for Pesach, mamash pikuach nefesh. It's not like onis and not onis. It's pikuach nefesh on Friday, Friday afternoon this year, and it's also pikuach nefesh Friday night. So you can't compare the two to be able to say that the malacha on Shabbos, that just like the Biur Halacha asked the guy to do the malacha during Beit HaShemashos, maybe we could say the same thing that the guy should be asked to have the chametz and Erev Pesach and push it off. No, they're two different things. At the end of the day, Rav Zerbasin quotes in the Sefer Machane Yisrael, which is another svar why a person wouldn't be able to mechal Shabbos, be able to have this baby, because who knows that maybe she'll give birth to Motzei Shabbos, and then you were mechal Shabbos for nothing. But here, by the guy who has pekuch nefesh and he has to have chametz, it's not a din in ones or a din in it might happen. It's vaday happening. This guy mamash is pekuch nefesh. He has to have chametz. So therefore, at the end of the day, Rav Zerbasin would say that you should have the chametz in Erev Pesach, not have it at night. Be'ez Hashem, to never have these shilas, and be'ezuch only to have the matzah, Mirtz Hashem, not Friday afternoon, and not Erev Pesach afternoon. But as the Yerushalmi says, that a person should have matzah on Erev Pesach, it's like someone who's boel in a roost, someone who has relations with an engaged person, an engaged wife, because we have to mamash have to have the craving and the taste from the matzah of Be'ez Hashem coming into the yontif. Be'ez Hashem, should only eat kula matzah this year. Be'ez Hashem, full geula. Be'ez Hashem, shkoyach.